peace is present right here and now, in ourselves and in everything we do and see. Every breath we take, every step we take, can be filled with peace, joy, and serenity. The question is whether or not we are in touch with it. We need only to be awake, alive, in the present moment. And this week's opening quote comes from Thich Nhat Hanh. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. And here we are at the start of 2015, folks. And what an interesting year it's been. 2014, I mean, you could almost look back on this year and call it the year of false flags, really. I mean, there's been so many staged events happen in the last 12 months. It's been almost beyond belief. From the fake beheadings recorded by some British actor in some British studio and attributed to ISIS, the creation of ISIS itself, and the claim that this latest Mossad CIA boogeyman is a group of Muslim extremists. We saw a false flag in Canada, in the Canadian Parliament. We saw a false flag in Sydney, Australia, with the gunman in the coffee shop, which caused the shutdown of Sydney airspace. We saw the false flag that was the Ebola outbreak, the pandemic that never happened. We've seen the rhetoric surrounding the downing of flight MH17 over Ukraine and the blame being put on Russia, even though it obviously had nothing to do with Russia. We've seen so many false flags this year, folks. It's been incredible. And we've seen things very much revealing themselves. We've seen the truth about Guantanamo Bay revealed. It's also been revealed that just as the Pentagon is asking for another $2.1 billion to pay Iraqi soldiers, it's been discovered that there are over 50,000 Iraqi soldiers on the payroll who actually don't exist. So one may question where those wages are going as well. There's been a lot of things exposed in the last 12 months, folks. Israel and those governments who support it have certainly exposed themselves in the last 12 months through the recent incursion into Gaza. There's been a huge backlash against Israel because of this incursion. People are now seeing just what a pariah state Israel is, and they are beginning to see that its main activity in Palestine is actually ethnic cleansing. The people in Gaza, of course, are still suffering the Israeli incursion, and they are beginning 2015 with around about 4 hours electricity a day. And we've just, of course, seen any recognition of a Palestinian state rejected by the United Nations. Well, not really rejected. Of course, the majority did vote to recognize a Palestinian state, but of course, the power of the few who control the decisions thought otherwise. And that is just some of the things we've seen in 2014. And 2015 looks to be a very interesting year. I know I certainly have a pretty big year ahead of me. If everything goes to plan, I do intend to launch the Full Circle Project this year. And I've got a lot of things to organise for that. I'll also be speaking at the 20th anniversary of the Rainbow Serpent Festival in Victoria at the end of January as well, folks, if you're in the area. Or if you're ever thinking of coming to Australia, well, the Rainbow Serpent Festival is on around about the 23rd, I think, of January. And goes to the 26th, so if you are in the country, it would be great to see you there. And from there, I really do have a lot of work to get done this year. There are so many things on my plate that, well, things really could go in any direction. I'm kind of like that, folks. I don't plan things too much. I have kind of vague plans, even though it may be vague plans surrounding major events. They are still vague plans. I like to keep everything organic, so I never rule out the possibility of things changing because the synchronicities in my life simply lead me to areas that I wasn't really intending on going. And this happens all the time. So I find that if I make rigid plans, then I usually miss out on things going where they could have gone because I wasn't open to the synchronicities. So It'll be interesting to see where we go this year, folks. We are in for a hell of a ride this year, I think. You're going to have to buckle your seatbelts, folks. I think the governments are really going to attempt to ramp things up this year because they know they are losing control of the situation. I mean, so much of the world is waking up now. I mean, and when I say that, folks, admittedly, there are a lot of people still asleep. I mean, the majority of the world is still asleep. But there are, fortunately, a lot of people waking up at the same time. And the beauty of it is that we don't need the entire world to wake up. We just need to have some type of critical mass that are actually awake, not just half awake, but are actually awake and are working towards some positive change. We need to create a tribe this year, folks, whatever you want to call it, the Rainbow Warriors, whatever you want to call it, but we need to form the tribe this year, the new tribe, the people who are awake and who wish to make some positive change. We need to begin to step out of this system. And in doing so, we can't turn our back on the system because the system is destroying the world, which is what has created the need for us to step out of it in the first place. But we can step out and away from the system while still maintaining focus on the system in order to prevent the system continuing to destroy the planet the way it is. It's a fine line to walk, but that's the line we have to walk. And I think this is the year we have to begin to do it, folks. I think we're going to see a lot of stuff coming from the governments this year. We're going to see them throwing a lot of things at the people. And we have to be energized enough to know how to combat all of their attacks. Because that's what they are, folks. They're attacks. Everything the government does is an attack against life and liberty and justice. The austerity measures the governments are bringing in, this is an attack against society. That's what austerity is. It doesn't serve any purpose other than to put people in a state of hardship and justifying ripping them off a little bit more. When it's all fiction anyway, we don't need to rip anybody off. There doesn't need to be anybody in a state of shortage or hardship on this planet. It's all to do with the fictional, privately run money system. And so we really need to see what's going on here and look at it realistically. All of these things are attacks against humanity, attacks against human consciousness, attacks against human freedom, attacks against us reaching our full potential. And the more these attacks are directed at us, the more people are waking up to the fact that this just isn't right. And that's a good thing. And that's what I mean, folks, when I say the world is waking up. Really, they're waking up, and unfortunately they're waking up for the wrong reasons. They're waking up because they're being forced to wake up, because now the beast has actually reached their backyard. The problem is that when they do wake up, they don't really know what to do about it. And that's what I've attempted to do with these radio shows, is just provide people with some sort of safety net so they do know what to do. But folks, ultimately, all people really need to do to make a difference in the world is to speak their truth. There are so many things that we can speak about now. There are so many issues in our face. This fake war on terror, the coal seam gas industry, what it's doing to our water table, the creation of this fake terrorist group, ISIS or ISIL or whatever they're calling themselves this week, which is obviously a Mossad CIA operation, the real perpetrators of the 9/11 attacks, the situation in Gaza, what's actually going on there, the crimes of Israel. There are so many things that we can just speak the truth about now. And that's all it takes, folks, is people to have the courage to stand up and say what is right. Stop being politically correct. Stop being fearful of criminal politicians. Understand that these people are simply criminals. And you don't have to be scared or cower in the face of criminals. You know, if you're standing up and speaking the truth, then you are the one who is right. You are the one with the moral high ground, regardless of what these scumbag politicians say or do. And if you do speak the truth, you make your voice heard, it reaches other people, folks, and that's what we need. We need people to make a difference on the ground in their own communities. Do what you can for the people around you. Support your neighbours in any way you can. Be a shining light. Be helpful to people. But don't be politically correct or back down in the face of political adversity. Don't allow the government to control what you can and cannot say. And do not be afraid to point the finger and name a criminal for a criminal and call a spade a spade. Don't back down to these politicians, folks. Don't back down to people like Tony Abbott. Tony Abbott's a criminal. You can tell he's a criminal just by his actions. You can tell he's a criminal because he doesn't question the 9/11 attacks and he supports Israel. Therefore, he's a criminal who supports war crimes and ethnic cleansing. It's as simple as that. Plus the fact that he continues to allow cannabis to be prohibited when it is actually one of the most healing plants on the planet and its prohibition is a crime against humanity. This shows that he's a criminal. He's a criminal. He does not care about people. He does not care about truth. And it's the same for every politician in the Western world. Anybody who has not spoken out about 9/11, anybody who has not spoken out about the prohibition of cannabis, anybody who has not spoken out about the private issuance of currency is either a fool and is too stupid to hold a political office, or is a criminal and is part of the problem. It's as simple as that, folks. There's absolutely no grey area. And that's the cut and dry of the situation, folks. They're either fools or criminals. Either that or they're just plain cowards who are too afraid to actually speak the truth because they don't want to lose whatever cushy little position they've set up for themselves. Either way, they're doing it at the expense of life and at the expense of humankind, and they are not fit to hold the position that they hold. And we know these truths now. These truths are self-evident. And so we can stand up and speak the truth, and we can help more and more people become aware of the truth when we do so. We just have to do it in the right way. You don't do it with anger or animosity. Don't come across as being unstable. Simply stand up and call a spade a spade. That's what we can all do this year in 2015, folks, and that is what will make a real difference. If people put down their fear and realize that now is the time for people to stand up and speak their truth. The problem up to this point, of course, has been that people are constrained by such things as political correctness. People are too afraid to rock the boat. They're too afraid of what their neighbors and their friends and peers might think about them. But it's time to put all that aside, folks. It's time to see political correctness for what it is. It's actually a form of intellectual tyranny that prevents people from speaking their minds and prevents people from speaking the truth because they're too afraid they may upset somebody in the process. Political correctness has led to the fluffiness of society, the squashing of the warrior spirit, the inability of people to stand up in the face of adversity and to stand up and say what is right and to call a spade a spade. This is all due to the concept of political correctness that has been instilled into people via the insidious education system and social systems that we are subject to. But as I said, this political correctness has served to essentially gag society and prevent people from standing up and speaking their mind, and has allowed the world to degrade to the position it's in and allowed the politicians to get away with the many things that they do. So it's time we put all of that aside, folks. We really don't need this sort of thing. And we can't allow the world to be destroyed. We can't allow society to crumble and for mankind to simply be impoverished and discarded due to our need to be politically correct in what we say. We don't need to be politically correct at all, folks. What we need to do is be brutally honest and blatantly truthful. That's what we need to do. You know, it's time to stand up and make a difference, folks. We've allowed the world to deteriorate to this point, and now we have everything we've ever needed to be able to demonstrate how corrupt this system is to people, and we have everything we've ever needed to be able to actually stand up against it. All we have to do is be prepared to step into our hearts and stand up and speak our truth. And that's what we should make 2015, folks. We should make it the year of truth. We should make it the year of the return of the warrior spirit, the year of the creation of the new tribe of mankind. Because this is the year we can turn things around. This is the year we can take things in a completely different direction. All we have to do is want to, and above all, we need to participate in making it happen. Now, some of the things I would like to get into in the show today are ways that you can participate in making it happen. As I've said, the most important thing is standing up and speaking your truth. But you've also got to be able to do it in a way that's going to reach people. What you need to do is find a method that is calm, eloquent, and empowering to those who actually hear the message. Something that is motivational for them, but you cannot sound like a crackpot. You've just got to say things in a very logical, matter-of-fact type of way. You don't want to just be out there with a megaphone on the corner making lots of noise and spreading fear, because it's not about fear. I'm not in fear of this system. I'm not in fear of these politicians. I think they're stupid. I'm disgusted by them. I'm not in fear. I'm in more of a state of sorrow, because I can see the suffering on the earth, and I can see how it's been orchestrated, and I can see what the solutions are. And these are things that I've gone through on the show for years, folks. I've been coming onto the show here now for 7 or 8 years, and every show that I've done has been solution-based. And something else that we really need to do is we've really got to stop going along with all the programming that we're fed. We've really, you know, we've got to step back from the whole thing, folks, really. I mean, it doesn't matter what all of the past data has been that we've collected. It doesn't matter how we got to this point. I mean, I suppose it's interesting, but it doesn't matter. What really matters is that we are here. We are here right now. And if we live in the now and are here right now in the present, then we can begin to formulate workable plans to move to a more prosperous future. But we've got to put down our fixation with the past, and we've really got to put down our fixation with other people's ideas that we are allowing to control our own personal reality. And this is even true when looking at the system itself, folks. A lot of the people who work within the system are corrupted by the system, because the system is essentially corrupt in itself. And so as soon as you begin working within those parameters, you are corrupted by default. This doesn't mean that you're an evil person. It simply means that you are working within corrupt parameters. And a lot of it is due to programming. It's due to people's belief that the fiction is real, due to people's belief that what's written on paper is real. Recently, when Ian Crane was visiting me, he played a clip of a police officer who really didn't like what he was doing at the coal seam gas fields, but had to do it because he had no choice. That is, he believed he had no choice, and he seriously believed it. And he was saying, I hate being here. I hope I am not here when the big guns come in, because if I am here, I'm going to have to repress my local community, and I don't want to do that, but I don't have a choice. He doesn't realize that there is actually a moral decision he can make, which far supersedes the legal fiction that he is adhering to. And that's the problem. People's belief that the fiction is real. And that is a lot of what constrains society. It's a lot of what constrains our consciousness. It's people's belief that fiction is real. It's what causes the military to do what they do, because they believe they have to follow orders. They believe you cannot break the chain of command. You cannot do all of the things that it says in this book. And they are completely locked into the fiction. That is the problem. It's the same with people's nationalism. They're locked into fiction. Nationalism doesn't exist. Nationalism is an invention of a human mind. Someone drew a line on a map and they said, everything on this side of the line belongs to me and everything on the other side of the line belongs to him. And you need to be proud that you're on this side of the line with me. But really, it's just a fiction. You know, all of these countries don't really exist. They're just names for different places on earth. But nationalism itself, believing that your spot on earth is better than everybody else's spot on the earth, is completely and utterly ridiculous. Again, folks, it's programming. Look at the situation in Gaza. Look at the situation between Israel and Palestine. Again, it's programming. That's why you can't hate the Jews, folks. And I speak out against the Israeli government all the time, folks, at every opportunity, because it's a blatantly rogue criminal government populated by terrorists that's carrying out ethnic cleansing. And I'd say the same about any government that was doing this. Doesn't matter if it was the government of Spain. Doesn't matter if it was the government of Holland. Doesn't matter if it was the government of Ireland or Cornwall or anything. It doesn't matter. I'd say the same thing. But you can't hate the people in the country that are carrying out these acts, because they're doing so because they're programmed, especially in the case of Israel, because the people in Israel, I mean, the education system in Israel is the most brutally left-brain, victim mentality programming education system that's ever existed in the history of the world. I mean, anybody who goes through this education system is going to come out with a very twisted view of reality. And that's what we see in Israel. So you can't blame them. And it's the same in our Western cultures. The amount of people that aren't awake to what's actually going on, the amount of people that believe the government's their friend, you can't blame them. It's because of the programming they've undergone. It's the same thing, folks. You can't speak out in hatred of the miners who are extracting all the coal seam gas from the ground, because they're doing it because they're programmed to believe the economy's real. They're programmed to believe they need paper to survive. In fact, they do need paper to survive in the current paradigm. And so you can't blame them for what they do. It's a result of programming. And it always has been, folks. All of the symptoms that we face are all a result of programming. And all of the programming is designed to constantly support the economic model, to believe ownership is real, to believe that these lines on maps actually separate areas, and these areas are named different things, and you have to be loyal to this particular area. It's all fiction. And all of it serves to divide and conquer the human spirit. You know, there's one tribe on this planet, what the original people of Australia would call one mob. They call it a mob. They say this mob, that mob. One mob on this country, one tribe, one people, regardless of skin colour, regardless of ethnic descent, regardless of which place in the world you come from, there's one tribe on this planet. And we have to honour that, and we have to return to that. We have to look around us and see the fiction that is destroying the world and step away from the fiction. And don't believe that we are constrained by the fiction to the extent that we have to let the fiction destroy our habitat and destroy the world around us. We don't have to let people destroy our environment or destroy our ability to produce our own food simply because someone wrote rules on pieces of paper that said they can destroy this piece of ground and turn it into a mine. Because we don't need to be mining the earth for all the resources that we drag out of it, folks. The only reason we need to mine this many resources is because we're constantly supporting an economic model based on permanent growth, which requires the injection of resources every single day. And it requires us to turn those resources into rubbish. But we don't have to do any of it, because it's all fiction. The whole system that has been constructed to constrain society and make mankind walk between the lines, it's all fiction. And if this fiction is destroying the planet and destroying our ability to live in abundance and putting people in a state of hardship, then we have a duty of care to not only the earth, but to ourselves, to step away from it. And that's what I'm encouraging people to do. Step away from it, or at least ask the right questions. Stand up and ask questions. Speak your truth, folks. We need people to stand up and speak the truth. Call a spade. Don't be politically correct. Ask the difficult questions. Ask them as loudly and as publicly as possible, just so you can point out the obvious to people. Because otherwise we're going to allow our fear of something which is entirely fictional to destroy this planet and to destroy our habitat. And we cannot allow that to happen, folks. And the change has got to come this year. It really does. I mean, we're walking on a knife edge. We really are, folks. And we have every opportunity to bring about some positive change. And this is the year, I believe, that we can do it. All we have to do is step up to the plate. So step up to the plate, folks. Let's get the ball rolling. And it's fear that stops people from doing so. It's fear that prevents them from acting. And I can appreciate that there are many people who have families to support. They cannot be too blasé in their actions. They don't want to be just shutting themselves off and destroying their family. They have to maintain their work, their employment. While the fiction's there, they have to find a way through the fiction and make it work for them. So I'm not asking people to just step out on a limb and put their family or lives at risk. All I'm asking them to do is speak their truth. And don't be politically correct in what you say. And if you're going to debate someone on a point, then make sure it's a debate and not an argument, because arguments are completely counterproductive. You don't want to be drawn into arguments with people. Healthy debate is fine, and that's what we need, because that will help people see your perspective and put them in a position where they're able to discover the truth for themselves, and that's what we need. Because as I've often said, and as many other people have said in the past, real truth must be realized. Real truth cannot be told. You will never listen if anybody tells you the way reality is. You need to discover it for yourself. They can give you information which may lead you to that state of self-discovery. And then you will be very grateful for the information they provided you with, because it led to your self-discovery. But it's all about self-discovery, folks. Even with things like 9/11, even with things like Israel and Palestine, even with things like the money system, all you can really do is point out a little bit of the obvious things to people and let them discover the truth for themselves, because that way it sinks in and makes a difference. But you can't just go out there with a bullhorn and start screaming out fear at people, because all you do is shut them down, and that's the last thing we want at the moment. We don't want to be shutting people down. We want to be waking people up, and we want to be giving them information that is empowering for them. And that's another thing. People need to see that you are better because you have this information. Your life is of more value. It's richer. You are able to view the world from a much better and much more healthy perspective now, because you understand how reality works. You understand what the real situation is. You see what our governments are doing. You know how the financial system works, and you can see clearly the direction mankind and the planet in general is being led. And it's a very bad direction. And that's why you're speaking up and doing the things you're doing. But if you can lead by example at the same time and be a joy to be around and help your community, then you will really make a difference. But if you're not going to do those things, folks, if you're just going to stand on the corner with a megaphone and scream fear, then unfortunately you're part of the problem and you're contributing to the control grid, because all you're really doing is shutting people down. And we don't want that. We want people to be awake, not shut down. And I don't know, folks, and I've said it many times, but I think we've been given so much ammunition to do this. We've got so much evidence of corruption now. You know, people can see the world for what it is if they get time to take the blinkers off and just step back a little bit. And that's what you can provide for them. You can help them remove the blinders a little bit. Just make sure you have the right attitude when you're doing it. Treat these people as your friends, folks. Treat them as you would want to be treated if you were in their position. If you were still locked in the matrix and someone was going to go about waking you up, how would they do it? And try to be as gentle as possible. But I think we've reached break time here, folks, so I have to leave it there for now, and we'll go and have a break. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, creating a new tribe, this is something that has been spoken about for a very long time. It's something that's mentioned in many prophecies. You'll find the Hopi prophecies talking about the creation of the Rainbow Tribe, the Tribe of Rainbow Warriors, in the end time when all people will come together, which is what Rainbow Warriors means. It isn't anything hippie, folks. It's simply referring to people of all color joining together. There has been much talk of the formation of this type of tribe throughout all types of native cultures around the world, and even in Western cultures, many people have been talking about it. Much of the New Age people have been talking about this sort of a thing. And so that's a concept that can be used. The concept of a new tribe is something that can be used to bridge that gap between a lot of people who may think differently. It may be something that may be able to be used to crack the shell of narcissism that surrounds the New Age movement. I mean, there are a lot of good people in the New Age movement. There are a lot of people who do want change. It's just that they've been locked within this little New Age bubble of spiritual narcissism, believing they can meditate their way out of this predicament. And they're not realizing that they have to actually apply their spiritual knowledge to the physical world they live in order for it to work. I've been saying this for years, but this is something that may be able to be used to unite people across the board from all sorts of different beliefs and maybe get them to step out of their rigid belief systems a little bit into something that they can identify with, something that may be a little bit appealing to them. Because we've got to find something, folks. And I mean, I'm looking for anything I can find to break down division with people. And I'm seeing all of these mechanisms out there, all these concepts that are out there. And all of our consciousness has been hijacked, so maybe we can hijack a few of these concepts and actually turn them into something positive and create a little bit of global unity on the planet. That's what I'd like to see. And that's really what I think we need, a little bit of global unity. And all we need to do to have this global unity is to respect each other and do the right thing in all that we do, folks. You've got to always understand that every decision that you face in life is a moral decision. There's always a moral choice there, folks. There's always a right thing to do, and there's a wrong thing to do. There's always right action and wrong action, and it is up to you to choose which action you are going to perform, regardless of what legislation may say. If legislation is demanding that you do wrong action, then you have a moral obligation to disregard that legislation and to do the right thing instead. And that's really all anybody has to do to bring about positive change on this earth. Understand that you are participating in this reality. You're participating every day. In every action that you take, you are participating either with this system or against this system. And you've just got to realize what you're doing. So anyway, the concept of a new tribe, this is something that many people can already identify with. So it is something that can be used, something that can be used to unite the people, because there has been a lot of discussion of this tribe through all sorts of ancient prophecies and even through modern spiritual movements. But everyone has their own idea on what this tribe should be, what it should look like, where it should live, what it's all about. They don't really realize that it's a global thing. It's simply a coming together of human consciousness in an attitude of respect and compassion for each other. Respect for each other, and of course, respect for the earth as well, because we need to begin respecting the earth, because it is our home, ladies and gentlemen. And if we destroy our habitat, we don't have another one to go to. So we need to change our perspective where we are on the ground, where we live right now. We don't need to go anywhere else. We need to change the way we interact with reality where we live right now. You don't have to go to a specific location to do it. You can do it right where you are. And it is simply a matter of putting down the barriers that you have with other people, putting down the judgment that you have of other people, and stepping away from the fictional reality that is destroying this planet. And it is a fictional reality, folks. And you've just got to look at the results of this system, this economic system, to see the truth of this. I mean, they put in coal seam gas mines and coal mines and things everywhere. They put people in an incredible state of hardship. And then you see the politicians going on TV, patting themselves on the back, saying how well the books are balanced and how good it has all been for the economy. They put the economy above the needs of the people. They say if we have a strong economy, we have a strong country, and therefore all the people are looked after. But really it's not the case, because the economy is strengthened at the expense of personal happiness, at the expense of personal prosperity, at the expense of abundance, at the expense of mankind. That is what balances the books. That is what creates a good economy. It's about the figures. Forget the people. As long as the figures are balanced, then according to the figures, the people are okay. And they're not interested in what's actually going on the ground, because it all looks good on paper. And it's the politicians' continual willingness to support this corrupt fictional system that is creating all of the problems that we face. I don't give a damn about the economy, folks. I could not give a flying hoot what the economy of this country is, because the economy is what is destroying the country and making the people suffer. The whole thing is fiction. We cannot eat numbers. We cannot grow these trees. We cannot drink or breathe these numbers. They are of no use whatsoever. They do not support life. They do not support liberty. They do not support freedom, prosperity, or happiness. All they do is enslave the people to a fictional system of debt slavery and destroy the environment. That's what the economy does. So I don't give a damn about the economy, folks. I never have, and I never will. And I really believe people need to stop looking at reality from an economic perspective and start putting things back into a realistic perspective, and realize that it's about the people, and it's about how we interact with each other, and whether we are living in a state of abundance or not. And you know, something that frustrates me the most in this whole alternate media, truth movement, grand awakening, whatever you want to call it, is people's need for a savior in some form, whatever form that may take, whether it is aliens coming to save them, whether it is a global cataclysm, or whether it is in the form of a movement springing up that they can join, like the Zeitgeist movement, or the this, or the that. They don't realize that the movement has to be in their hearts. If people change the way they think, and change the way they apply themselves to the world, then they change the world. It's as simple as that. If we all do this on the ground where we live, then the world changes. You don't need any movement. You don't need any savior. You are your own salvation. We are our own salvation. Mankind is capable of saving itself. If we could not do this, then it could not happen. And you can't expect any savior to come and save a race that is not prepared to take responsibility for its own actions. What makes you think that this race even deserves saving if we're not prepared to take responsibility for our own actions? This is where religion is so flawed, folks. Waiting for God to come and save you when you weren't even conscious enough or willing to save yourself. And you can't say that it's because we didn't know, because we do know. If you look within your heart, folks, you know what is right and you know what is wrong. You do. Don't tell me that you don't, because you do. And if you consciously choose to do what is right in everything that you do, where you live, then you change the world. But if you're not prepared to do that, no one's going to change the world for you, and no movement that springs into being is going to create any positive change at all if humankind has not changed their perspective, changed their heart space, and changed the way they interact with the world they live in. It all comes down to that, folks. It comes down to the individual changing his or her perspective and viewing the world in a more realistic way. Now, if we all lived our lives in a state of empathy, if we lived our lives in a state of respect and compassion, then we could change the world in a day. You see, the problem with too many spiritual teachers and too many spiritual movements is that they're narcissistic in nature. They're all about improvement of the personal self at the expense of everything else. Basically, they're teaching people to ignore the rest of the world and to believe that anything that is happening externally is irrelevant and that all the change must come internally. And it's incredible the way they've put it, folks, because there's a grain of truth in that. Because you need to make these internal changes in order to change anything. But you have to then apply this inner understanding to the world that you live in. And that's where the New Age movement falls down. And that's where a lot of spiritual teachings fall down. Is that I don't ever teach you that you need to then apply these understandings to the world. They all talk about the improvement of the personal self, which is essentially narcissism, because we are all part of the self, folks. There's only really one self here, and we are all aspects of the self. And you are never going to be free while the rest of the world is still enslaved. And even the concept of freedom, people have this incredibly distorted view of what freedom is. Many people want to be free because they just don't want anyone to harass them in their lives, and they don't want to have the responsibility of having to do anything. Many people believe freedom is being completely irresponsible. Freedom is just being able to not work, not have to do anything, and have everything provided for you. This is freedom. But freedom is actually 100% self-responsibility. And people who say they want freedom but aren't prepared to be responsible for their own lives are people who don't want freedom at all. They simply want someone to look after them, and they don't want to be responsible. They don't want to have to do anything for themselves. They want everything supplied, and they call that freedom. But that's not what freedom is, folks. Freedom is 100% self-responsibility. Freedom is self-governance. That's essentially what it is. And this will only be achieved when people are taught self-responsibility and when society and the people within society are prepared to take responsibility for their own actions. But it has to come for everybody, folks. You can't just free yourself, because if this system is still here, then you are still enslaved, regardless of how free you may believe you are. Simply because we are all on this earth together, and there will be no one who is truly free until all are free. That's just the way it is. And most people, they don't understand the system of slavery that they live in. They don't understand the debt slavery that they live in. They think that they can go through all of these spiritual understandings and these meditations and all of these self-help gurus and all of these teachings, and they can sit there and do yoga and meditation and all this stuff every day, but they're still living within this corporate system, within this system of economic slavery, which is destroying and raping the planet and enslaving the entire population to a state of self-generating debt. They're still working within that, and they're saying that all of that other stuff happening overseas and all of the destruction and degradation of the rainforest and Fukushima and all this sort of stuff, it's not part of my reality. Well, it is part of your reality because you live on this earth, and your ignorance of that reality is what is perpetuating the problem. If you choose to ignore these problems, then you are a servant of the system. That is the truth of the matter, folks. No matter what your spiritual understandings are, if it's all about your own personal self and the willful ignorance of problems around you, then you are part of the problem, and you've been trained by the system to do this, because were you to apply yourself to the world and turn and face these problems, we could heal them all in a day. This is something that I've been saying for 7 years on air here, that if we face these problems, we can heal them. Every problem is an opportunity for healing. Every problem is an opportunity for change. It's an opportunity for us to fix the problem. But if we don't know the problem's there, we're never going to be able to fix it. And when we do know the problem's there and we choose to ignore it because we believe that ignorance of the problem will bring about positive change, then this is a full program that we've been trained into running, and it is actually contributing to the problem. Because once you know something's there, folks, if you choose to ignore it from that point, then you are very much a servant of the system and very much contributing to the problem itself. Willful ignorance truly is a disgraceful character trait that has developed in many people, and it's a result of this system, it's a result of peer group pressure, it's a result of people's fear of what others may think about them and how it may affect their social status, and it truly is an absolutely disgraceful trait and has contributed very much to the state that the world is in today. And really, folks, when you look at political correctness, what is political correctness but willful ignorance? So don't ignore the problems anymore, folks. Choose to do the right thing. Choose to have your voice heard. Choose to take the moral high ground in all of your actions. Consciously ask yourself, when you perform these actions, what is the right thing to do? When you speak to people, ask yourself the questions, is it kind, is it true, is it necessary? And if it isn't those things, don't say it. But make sure it's kind, make sure it's true, and make sure it's necessary. Sometimes what is necessary and true may not appear to be kind, but really it is. Truth is always kind. It's just the presentation of the information that may be unkind. So you don't need to be unkind in your presentation of information. You need to understand that the people you are dealing with are, for the most part, programmed. I mean, sure, there's a lot of psychopaths out there that just do bad things, and they'll reveal themselves. Don't worry about that. They will reveal themselves. When you start getting into a conversation with a psychopath, they soon reveal themselves, and you can just walk away from that conversation and move on to the next person. Unless, of course, you have an audience, then sometimes it can be good, because these people very often expose themselves as being the psychopaths that they are. But you can present truthful, necessary information to people in a way that is kind, in a way that does not confront their senses too much, although you need to confront them a little bit, because, I mean, the truth is confrontational. It really is. It's a huge confrontation to people. It's a huge challenge of their reality. But it's still necessary, and it's still true, and so still it must be done. You know, mankind has to realize that we are responsible for this mess. And we're responsible through our lack of responsibility, the choice that we've made to give our responsibility away. Sure, there are many people who can't see this. There are many people who think the system's real. But even these people are finding out now that they've been played. And it's their willful ignorance which is causing them not to look at the real situation. Even I have a relation, I have one of my sisters who says, look, even if what you say is true, I don't want to know, because I've got this little place here that works for me, and I'm happy here, so I don't want to know. And she is very much contributing to the degradation of the world through her willful ignorance of the situation. I mean, she's got a brother like me, and she still chooses to completely ignore the situation. She's there with her house and her mortgage, struggling to keep her head above water, And she'll never fully get it above water because as soon as she's old enough, as soon as she gets to retirement age and she's not able to work anymore, she'll lose the house and she'll lose all of the stuff that she's worked so hard to have because that's the way the system is designed. It's designed to harvest all of your energy, and that's why we have to step away from it, folks. You've got to realize how much we are being played, and we've got to open our eyes and begin to realize that everything we are facing comes down ultimately to the simple choice between right and wrong. The simple choice of the actions that you take every day, the decisions that you make, the way you interact with people. That is the simple fact of the matter. And that's why this situation could be changed so easily. Because it is a simple matter of people changing their perspective. It's just getting the information to a large enough amount of people for them to see the reality of it. Of course, breaking through the programming is also very difficult. The amount of social, economic, and religious programming that people have been subject to is a huge problem. But again, I think that even these types of programs can be overcome once people find themselves in a state of absolute hardship and absolute scarcity, which is where we're going. And that's what is waking the world up by default. There are so many measures being implemented against us now. The system is coming to people's backyards. And so they are actually beginning to see the control grid for themselves. And so that's a good thing. It's just a shame that it's taken until they've got to the point of absolute hardship and suffering before they've actually seen it. But at least they are seeing it. And if we have strong supportive communities around these people, then we can show them that there are people who care and there is a better way that we can do things. But it's got to come down to the individual, folks. It's got to come down to you making the correct moral choices in your actions. And don't comply with anything that causes you to deviate from your moral compass. Just that simple action is enough to create huge ripples in our reality. Imagine if the whole world started doing that, folks. We could quite literally change the world in one day. That's how simple it could be. It's just getting the information to enough people. And not only getting the information to them, but of course, helping them apply the information to the rest of the world. Unfortunately, most people like to follow. They like to see that other people have done things and it didn't get them in trouble. So, okay, he got away with it, so maybe I'll have a go too. That's kind of the way people think, and this is the fear program that's been instilled into their minds, unfortunately. Fear is the underlying mechanism of this whole system, folks. It's all about fear-based mind control. Fear-based mind control is what prevents people from doing the right thing. It's what prevents people from disobeying legislation. It's what prevents people from speaking out and speaking the truth to their neighbors and to their friends, the fear of what these people may think about them, the fear of peer group pressure. So we police our own thoughts and we don't say the truth. We say what we believe people will want to hear. We say what we think people might perceive to be clever. If I say this, people will laugh. They'll think I'm clever. They'll think I'm intelligent. Gee, I've made the best comment for the day. I get a little point up here on the scoreboard. That's kind of the way we think in our social situations, folks. We're not really interested in doing the right thing or saying the right thing. We just want to say that which will make us popular. And that's a very unfortunate program that's been instilled into much of Western society. But it's not about being popular, folks. Truth is not a popularity contest. Life is not a popularity contest. It's about making a difference. It's about doing what you can with the potential that you've been given. And I think we have enormous potential as a species. We each do individually, but combined as a species, we have absolutely unlimited potential. And that's what I would like to see us embrace. And that is everything that this system is designed to prevent us from ever realizing. The powers that believe they be are desperate for us to never realize our own potential. They're desperate to keep us believing that the fiction that they use to enslave us is real. And all this fiction does is keep us doing the wrong thing by each other. And it's time we stopped that. It's time we questioned the morality of the system. I mean, look at it from that perspective, folks. You don't even have to look at it legally. Look at it from a moral perspective. Look at it from a humanitarian perspective. And realize that the system that is in place was apparently, so we're told, so we're taught, it was apparently created by mankind to service our needs. So why is mankind the most expendable thing within the parameters of the system? Why does this system work so hard to balance the books rather than balance human consciousness, balance the state of our societies, balance things so that people are all living in their natural state of abundance and we are living in balance with the planet that we live on? Now, what we've got here, folks, is a massive state of imbalance because we have a very, very small group of people who have taken responsibility for everybody else. And they've done this by taking responsibility away from everybody else or training the vast majority of society to give their responsibility and give their power away. And they've done it with the promise of baubles and trinkets and little games and little things to keep us happy. Little designated entertainment zones we can go to, entertainment we can watch on the television and in the movies, and different levels on the social ladder that we can attain or aspire to. And when we get to these levels, they give us little trinkets and toys to play with. And we do it all at the expense of the earth and at the expense, ultimately, of our own souls. You know, we're here to create, folks. We're here to create something magnificent. We're not here to be led down the garden path and appeased with baubles and fancy light shows and laser displays. That's not what we're here for. We're here to improve this reality and take human consciousness into a better direction, take us to a better place, get us back on track. We're here to pay attention, folks, and that's what we're not doing for the most part. Society simply is not paying attention. If we were paying attention, the world would not be in the state that it's in. We wouldn't see all of these fake wars and all of these people being killed everywhere. We wouldn't see depleted uranium being used all around the earth. We wouldn't see things like Fukushima happening. All of this is because we have not been paying attention. And again, you can't hate people for this, because for the most part, people have been trained to ensure that their attention goes in other places. It's classic misdirection, folks. But now we have the information. Now the information is out there so that people can discover this truth for themselves. But unfortunately, the information isn't, for the most part, anywhere that they can find it in the mainstream, which is why it's up to you. It's up to you to share the information, to share your knowledge with people, share these shows with people. There's a lot of good people out there now doing a lot of good radio broadcasts and bringing a lot of good, very empowering information to people. There's still a lot of disinformation out there too, but there's a lot of stuff that is very empowering for people to hear. And a lot of the alternate media, or a lot of the listeners of the alternate media, have access to this information. So you need to start applying this information to your own lives and sharing it with the people around you. You do that and you can definitely be out there on the front line with the rest of us and making a difference. And you're doing so in your own community, which is the most important place that you can be doing it. Grassroots action, folks. Grassroots action on the ground at home. That is what is going to change the world. We get enough people making noise in their own local communities and the government will end up running away with its tail between its legs. But you've got to do it on the ground and with the people that you have around you. Build a rapport with these people. Build respect and friendship with your neighbors. Build some high moral standing in your community and you can make a difference, because then that community can stand against anything which interferes with that community's moral compass. And that's what we need to do. We simply need for a new tribe to be formed whereby people are doing the right thing in all that they do, regardless of what anybody else suggests that they should do. Because you don't have to do anything that is not right, folks. And if you do the right thing in all that you do, then you'll change the world. And that's how we do it. And now's the time. Now's the time that it has to happen. 2015, folks, let's form the new tribe based on doing what is right. But that is it for me, folks. I've reached the end of the show, so I'm going to have to leave it there. It's been a pleasure to have your company on the air today. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website, and I will look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.